Pennsylvania was among the top battleground prizes this year, says Muhlenberg College political science professor Chris Borick.
Biden and Trump saw Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes as almost essential. And thus, they invested in the state in a way that we haven't seen presidential candidates do almost in our history.
By late October, their operations had dumped nearly $200 million into advertising across Pennsylvania alone. Biden even set up his campaign headquarters in Philadelphia. On top of that, both candidates made stops across the Keystone State numerous times, from Pittsburgh.
This is the place where generations of tough, strong Pennsylvania workers forged the steel that made America into the greatest and most powerful nation in the history of the world.
To Gettysburg.
There's no more fitting place than here today to talk about the cost of division, about how much it has cost America in the past, about how much it is costing us now.
After a record 6.9 million Pennsylvanians turned in a ballot, Biden won the state, in part by receiving more than three times as many mail-in votes as Trump. Though the state earned a lot of attention this time around, Temple University political science chairwoman Robin Kolodny says that could change after the census.
We're going to lose the seat almost certainly. So I would hesitate for anybody to talk about that Pennsylvania will be in perpetuity the battleground state and also the microcosm of the nation.
All the same, 2020 was a year at the polls with few comparisons. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.